Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. Ed is the founder of the Abel Business Institute. He's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, a good friend. We're talking about things. We're kind of doing a series here with Ed on things to do to help you with your small business. And right now we're talking about networking. In the previous segment, Ed, we talked about the value of networking, the way to think about it. Think about it more like a farmer instead of somebody who's got to have their has to have instant gratification. I really like the way of thinking about it. Having grown up on a farm, and especially in the old days, farmers had they had livestock that they raised over years. They had gardens that they produced crops they planted this year and harvested this year. They had orchards that took years maybe to grow. They grew strawberries. When you plant strawberries, it takes 2 years to get fruit off of strawberries. Networking is a lot like that, isn't it?
It's very much like that. And, there really are ways to properly network. And I think there's two things we should look at. One is where to properly network. And that's one of the challenges most business owners have. I don't think that they even give that thought as to where they should go to properly network.
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons they feel as if they're wasting a lot of their time is because they're in the wrong place. The second is they send a wrong message.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like that used car salesman attitude where when you're at a networking event, if you're selling, you're doing the wrong thing.
Right.
Networking to me is a form of socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting people to know who you are.
And get comfortable with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so similar to what you were talking about earlier in the first segment of the show with an organized desk and the perception that people would have when they come in and see
right.
your office.
Right.
It's very similar. How are you showing up at these events?
Mm-hmm.
You got food in your teeth. Are you eating and talking? Or are you really there in a mode to talk and share about who you are and who is the person you're talking to? Not necessarily what you sell.
When I used to attend mixers at industry conferences where I was a vendor at an industry conference, at those events, you don't eat. You nibble if you have to, but you basically stay ready to talk to people about, about relationships.
Yep.
And so if you're serious about networking, don't go there to pig out. Nibble a little bit. Maybe you eat before or after. But don't just go graze on the buffet. And see. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, Ed, that's a great thing to do once you've met someone, and you've gotten to know them just a little bit. They've told you a little bit about what they do. And by the way, make sure that the other person tells you first before you tell them what you do.
Yeah.
And if both of you are really good, you'll have to flip a coin to see who goes first, Ed? but one of the things that works very well, and it's very impressive to folks, when you get to know them a little bit, you've visited with them a little bit, and you're sort of, you've kind of made a little bit of a connection. It could just be over a few minutes' time. Just say, what can I do to help you? Now, you can't do it too early if you've only met someone because it sounds a little disingenuous. But at the right time, if it comes out to that point, or you might just say, here's my card. Please let me know if there's everything I can do to help you about anything.
Yeah.
Now, and don't say, I'm in the carpet business. Let me know if you ever need any carpet.
Jim, I think, though, when you look at it like that, you have to be just cautious about one situation. And I'm going to give you the analogy. You know how sometimes you'll run into someone that you haven't seen in a long time, and they'll be like, hey, yeah, give me a call the next time you're in town.
Right.
And that never happens.
Right.
And so I think the flip side is important. Make sure you leave with their information and you reach out to them
mm-hmm.
on an ongoing basis, softly,
right.
not overbearingly.
Quick email, enjoyed visiting with you, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. But not with your PDF brochure.
Right.
you know, and right. take off three quarters of the footer of, contact me here if you need me there.
Right.
Just your name and your
right.
your phone number.
Right, exactly.
Make it soft and personable.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so that people want to know more about you.
It's amazing how one day when, how people that you met once upon a time at a networking event and nothing happened, but you just knew each other, you met each other, and all both of you can say is, yeah, I met him once somewhere. I met him one time. It's amazing how just that previous contact, that short, brief, happy contact, can turn into a big lever down the road when something comes up. Yeah, you know, I've never done business with him, but I met him, and that gives you an advantage over the other people they're talking about, who's never met them.
It does. When people start hearing the name reoccurring in other areas, and you're not even there, it gives a level of validation to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, but we're talking more about, I call these unstructured networking events.
Right.
Let's just jump on a structured event.
For example, if it were at a Chamber of Commerce mixer,
or
if it were at a Rotary meeting, or a Civitan meeting, something where, as you say, is unstructured. Hold on to that thought. Ed, give us your website, please.
Sure. Check us out at Able, ABEL, BusinessInstitute.com.
AbleBusinessInstitute.com, and we're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Go take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some other areas to go to, some structured areas. I used to belong to a group where we literally offered each other leads to help out with business. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Say I'll move to New York, well, New York's fine, but it ain't Dover.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.